This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji, Minnesota. Among other things, Bemidji is the purported home of folk legend Paul Bunyan, an imaginary lumberjack who suffers from gigantism. As you might know, Paul wears a plaid shirt. As such, you find plenty of plaid patterns in Bemidji. In fact, everyone just knows that plaid means Bemidji and Bemidji means plaid. But we here at the Great Northern Radio Show struggle with how to talk about plaid on the radio. I mean, what if you've never seen plaid? What if it turns out that plaid is actually a garment and that the pattern is actually called tartan? That's why we've made a significant investment for tonight's show, all the way from the Scottish Institute of Patterns in Glasgow. Here to describe plaid is Professor Reginald Scott.
Picture, if you will, an infinite plane of red viewed from above. Now, imagine, if you can, a symmetrical grid of black lines superimposed over this plane of red. The effect, red boxes. Next, we superimpose stripes of grey, pointillistic black dots in dense patterns that appear to cast shadows upon this infinite plane of scarlet. This is the tartan pattern, suitable for weaving into a plaid garment like a kilt or a shirt. But you could even add additional stripes of other colors. Every color known to man could be incorporated to create the ultimate plaid, a tapestry of fathomless size with acres of colors visible only to deep sea creatures, high order birds of prey, and certain rare spiders. However, this plaid, this ultimate plaid, remains purely theoretical. Thank you.
Professor Reginald Scott of the Scottish Institute of Patterns. We hope that we've turned your ears plaid.